Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Don't look. Tell me what the temperature's going to be today.
64.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. Good job.
Really? Oh, it was the first thing I looked at on my phone.
Yeah.
When I woke up this morning, because it gives me like, hello, good morning, Claire.
Here's the day. I had that same phone message, yes.
Lovely, lovely little thing, but I don't usually pay attention, especially when it's like 32, blah.
I always set my clothes out ahead of time. You do the same.
Yeah.
And I asked Alexa, and as of what I asked yesterday was around 66.
Yep.
So I went full polo today. I had to go to the other closet.
The full polo?
Yeah, the full polo action.
Instead of your cropped polo?
Yeah, the full.
Thank you.
This one goes all the way to the waistline.
It is business appropriate.
Slightly below. Full polo.
He could have gone crop top, but he didn't.
You know, crop top polos I save for around the nation's birthday.
Right. Right.
That's 4th of July
That's
wear.
That's not President's Day wear.
No.
It is still February after all.
Please, have some decorum.
Just a little bit of decency.
Just a little bit. I think, though, because did you have your house open a little bit yesterday, like a screen door or something?
Oh, yeah. Multiple windows, actually.
We must have kept a window open because I wasn't cold last night, but I'm like, this just feels a little...
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cora did that a little bit last night. Like, after the sun went down, it was like, nope.
Yeah,
these windows need to be closed.
Got chilly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
Like when you woke up this morning, you could feel it?
It just felt a little... Yeah. Burr.
Did you turn the heat off and then didn't turn it back on?
No, I haven't touched heat.
You kept the heat on and opened the windows?
Yeah. We don't think those things through.
You know what?
Now that you say that...
Shoot.
I don't recall my heat kicking on lately. Maybe the heat's off.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I haven't checked that thermostat... Probably since we got back from Chicago 2 weekends ago and Shannon was on vacation.
Oh, dear.
Maybe that's it.
That could be it.
I mean, the house just kind of keeps, a regular temperature. We've been pretty mild as of late.
Yeah, it's been so unseasonably warm.
I wonder if our heat's off.
Uh-oh.
And then how did that happen?
Yeah.
And again, it could have been middle of the day. It was nice in the house. Shannon turned it off, and then we forgot to turn it back on.
Or heat's off, or it's a problem. You know, like heat's not working.
I hope not.
Yeah. I hope not, too. But it's better to have it now while it's very mild than we're looking at.
I've got 4 days to explore this with no problems.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, overnight lows in the 30s, but one more blanket, I'm good, right?
Yes.
I can always handle being cold.
Take a page out of my dad's book, just put on a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to bed in clothes.
Put on socks. We're not, don't touch the thermostat. It's fine. Thanks, Dad.
At what point growing up, did you ever go to bed in like 2 sweatshirts or 3? Did you ever? No?
No, not that bad.
Okay.
But if you were like complaining about the temperature, it's like, it's fine. It's only cold when he says it's cold, you know?
Well, there's one person controls the temperature.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They regulate the house. Them's the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for their comfort.
Absolutely.
Not for everybody else.
No. Nah, this is how I want it right now.
Well, it is a cropped or full polo sort of day, whatever you've got in your closet. 64 and mostly sunny for this President's Day.
A perfect day for crop top.
Yeah, huh? Especially among middle-aged men.
And as we all know, today is President's Day, celebrating George Washington's birthday and Abraham Lincoln's. George Washington's is the 22nd. Abraham Lincoln's technically the 12th. But since they both fall in the month of February.
It's the right time to master them together,
just
right?
Just put it right. It's always the third
Monday
in February, so... However, fun fact.
Yeah.
George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, not birthday guys. Neither one.
Didn't really like to celebrate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Didn't really call a lot of attention to themselves like that.
I would guess back then when your life expectancy was pretty short, why would you keep looking forward to the next year? Because at some point you're like, oh, I'm getting close to dying.
But should it be like a celebration? Like, hey, I didn't die this year. All right.
That's the nice way to look
at it. Put another one on the board.
That's the glasses half full approach. We're talking about old timey days. They were all half empty back then.
Another year. They looked back in the history times, the George Washington like presidential library. They're like trying to look for any excitement about a birthday. And there's actually no record of him ever doing anything to celebrate other than just writing it like, dear diary. Today it is my birthday.
I have to presume birthdays back then were important for kids.
Yes.
Because milestones like 16, 18, 21 didn't exist, right?
True.
Milestones like you're old enough for me to sell you off to my neighbor to get married, that existed.
Yeah.
Right?
And it was always kind of a murky line.
Yeah, but after that, why?
Like, I guess.
When did celebration of birthday become kind of a social, unless, among the gilded, I'm sure.
Right.
Because it was opulent. You could throw a ball or a party.
And you could afford to.
Yeah.
But like Lincoln, very humble beginnings.
Just a farmer from Illinois.
Yeah, so didn't really celebrate a birthday. However, there is one instance where he did celebrate a birthday. His wife, Mary, made a very special almond cake to celebrate his birthday. And he described it in his diary.
Yes, as?
The best cake I ever ate.
He loved that, Mary Todd.
That is high praise.
That's high praise from the great emancipator.
Woo!
He knows his cakes.
Best cake I ever ate.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Sorry, I was doing a little searching, some fact-finding.
What kind of facts do you need?
Yeah, it's going to take a minute to find it, so we'll just leave that part alone. I'm doing something tonight that I haven't done.
Just go with feels.
For a long time. A long time, Claire.
Yeah? Here, what kind of things are you doing?
There it is. The last time I did this was in 2014.
2014?
2014. And that is audition for a show at Theater Cedar Rapids.
What?
I am auditioning for a show tonight at Theater Cedar Rapids. I haven't done it since 2014.
What's the show?
Noises Off.
Noises Off.
Noises Off.
Is this a musical?
No, it's a British play. It's a farce. It's hilarious. The first act, so takes place in a show. It's a show in a show.
Sure.
Act one, they go on stage in less than 12 hours, and the play is not ready to go.
Uh-uh.
So it's from behind the scenes, I think. Either way. And then act two, they flip the set, so you see it from the other side.
Okay.
And now it's opening night, and I'm auditioning. It's one of my favorite plays of all time. It's
do you have a role in mind that you definitely want?
Well, they give you age ranges for the characters. So there's two I could fit, maybe three. I would have to stretch to play older, but I could.
But I could do it.
The problem is I just can't stretch to play younger.
Right.
Because, I wouldn't cast me. And I actually said that because I had to fill out a form. I have so much time already booked away that the 2 weeks prior to the show going on stage, I would miss 90% of the rehearsals.
Those are important ones.
I know how it works.
Wait, so you're auditioning for something. You're like, I am not available for most.
Basically, that's what I wrote.
My God.
I typed, I've always wanted to be in the show. I like this character a lot, but I've also not auditioned since 2014.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go. I just want to see how it goes.
What's it like?
Yeah, exactly. And this is not just read with another person to move on. It's more improvisational. It's more team interactive. So I think at a minimum, it'll just be a good mental exercise.
Yeah, just a fun experience.
Yeah. So I've been kind of going on both sides of this for about 3 weeks. I'm like, just go do it. So I'm auditioning for a show I probably won't get tonight because of my own schedule.
That's exciting.
We'll see what they say.
I have ruined my own chance.
I've already said don't cast me.
Doing something I've always wanted to do.
Yes. I have not officially been in a show, I think, since I graduated from college. I've done improv, but having to, I take that back.
So you've done live.
I did one summer show for kids at Bruce Moore.
Okay.
It was Alice in Wonderland. But again, it's where I was just eating that stuff up back in the day. It finds me about once every 15 years.
Here it is.
That's right.
Now
here's
is the
another
time.
Opportunity. So, I guess we'll see. I mean, the director could also be like, you could be in this role. They only have four lines in the whole thing.
Yeah, maybe there's just a guy that comes out and said, oh gosh.
What are you trying to do? Burn down the dang barn?
Yeah.
Like that type of line.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's possible.
Uh-huh.
So.
I hope that they find something for you.
I hope that I have a great experience, and it is what it is.
Yes.
I'm also, since I just saw Guys and Dolls on Friday, by the way, I don't have enough thumbs up.
So many thumbs up. So many
I
thumbs.
Forgot how many songs in that musical I loved. I've been singing them even this morning. Anyway, I hope to see many of those faces in the audition. I just want to kind of play and act with them. That'd be fun.
You're like, hey, Nathan Detroit. It's like, my name is not Nathan. How many times do I have to tell you, Eric?
Nope, all night long, you're Nathan Detroit. And if not, you are Olaf. Hey, Mick, good to see you.
Yeah. I went to the movie house.
You did?
Yes. Saw a movie over the weekend.
You not really some, call it the movie house,
the
huh?
movie house. I'm committed to it.
Okay.
The movie house of my youth, actually. Met up with a friend, and we decided it was Valentine's weekend, and the movie everybody was talking about was Wuthering Heights.
You went to see Wuthering Heights in Williamsburg?
No.
Oh, you said movie house of your youth. I thought you went to your hometown
Coralville.
Theater.
No.
Coralville. Got it.
My youth. Yes. No, we met up and we went to this movie and it was supposed to be really, really spicy.
That's what the trailers make it. You have Margot Robbie.
Yep.
And then the guy who plays Frankenstein, who's up for an Oscar.
Yes. Jacob Elordi from
other
Euphoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very tall. Very handsome.
Okay.
This is Margot Robbie's first movie since Barbie. It's like we haven't seen her.
Really?
In a role since Barbie.
Wow.
Yeah. She took some time. I think she became a mother and then now she's back acting.
Back at it.
Yeah. So we have this adaptation that's kind of like the book, but the director's like, I did whatever I remembered from the book.
But they didn't use the source material. They just used what they remember from
no,
the book.
No, here's my best recollection of what the movie was like. So I was like, this is kind of my best recollection too, because I read it in high school.
Sure.
But I don't really remember. So I'm like, oh yeah, that's kind of basically it with a little extra zestiness.
Uh-huh.
However, I was thinking if I was watching this as like a movie critic, somebody who had to like say what the rating on it was, I don't think you could give it an R for nudity, because while there was a lot of spiciness.
Right.
There was never any nudity.
It was just alluded to.
Yeah. There's the axe and
right.
You know, a woman wearing a horse's harness and whatnot.
My goodness.
My goodness, it was spicy. But like, you
were
never...
you expecting more 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I mean, this had some shades of gray in
sure.
it. Sure. But it wasn't as bad as I was expecting. I was braced for like full on everything.
Your oldest daughter, though, is older than 13.
Yes.
Would you have taken her?
No.
See, there it is, PG-13 to R.
PG-13.
There.
Thank you.
You would not have taken. So
no.
It's like it's a light R, right? Like, there's hard R's and light R's, I guess.
Yes, yes. I was expecting a hard R, light R.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The local sports world stunned over the weekend by the death of a City High standout now on the UNI football team. 18-year-old UNI tight end, City High grad Parker Sutherland died Saturday morning. City High, UNI, and the University of Iowa all releasing statements expressing their sympathies with the announcement. Sutherland played 4 games with the Panthers this past season. He graduated from City High last spring, played football, basketball, baseball during his time at the school. I'm sure there will be a moment of silence, if not more. Iowa plays UNI in Iowa City coming up this September. Mm. There was a natural gas pipeline fire in Danson Eric Hansen's Washington County on Saturday. Calls started coming in about 11 a.m. reporting an explosion and large fire near Brighton, Iowa, which is just south of where I grew up in Washington County. The fire involved an underground pipeline owned and operated by a third-party energy partner. They provide pipeline services for like oil, gas, and chemical companies. It was deemed safe under control about 1 o'clock, so it took about 2 hours to get it under control. Luckily, no injuries or damages to any residential structures were reported.
Wow.
But that fire was popping like it popped over a river. Like it was hot, flames going up high in the air. What's got us feeling all right today? One of the best music venues, according to Billboard magazine, is in our backyard. Any guesses?
Surf ballroom.
Closer. When I say our backyard, it is in our broadcast service territory. Where Z102.9 reaches. We were just there 2 Saturdays ago. You and I and our spouses.
Hancher Auditorium?
It is Hancher Auditorium.
What?
Hancher Auditorium has been named to Billboard Magazine's top music venues list, placing it in company with unbelievable locations like The Sphere is on this list.
Wow.
Preservation Hall, which is like one of the oldest jazz musician locations in New Orleans. Hancher received accolades for diverse programming, flawless acoustics, adjustable and customizable lighting to scale to any size show, and some of the best sight lines, regardless of where you're sitting in Hancher.
That is true. Yeah.
Hancher was founded in 72. The original auditorium that I grew up going to damaged in the flood of 2008. New building opened September of 2016. So they would be celebrating their 10th anniversary this year.
Wow.
Just north of the original location along the Iowa River, Billboard Magazine 2026 top music venues, Hancher Auditorium.
That's cool.
on that list.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, actor Ted Levine played Buffalo Bill, the serial killer in Silence of the Lambs. You recall? Iconic character, right? That's
oh,
one
totally
in the like annals of cinema history. But Ted, not really behind the performance anymore. He said that there are certain aspects of the movie that don't hold up well. Said, we all know more now. We're a lot wiser about transgender issues. So there's some lines in the script and in the movie that are unfortunate. He said, over time, it's gotten he's gotten more aware and he's worked with more people in the trans community and understands a little bit more about the culture and the like reality of the meaning of gender. He said, it's unfortunate that the film vilified it. And that's wrong. And you can quote me on that.
There's something about performance and art in cinema that the term is that didn't age well.
Yes.
And you could go back to jokes about homosexual lifestyles in the 80s, and it was a punchline. How certain words of race were used in the 70s.
Oh, totally.
Out in the open.
And before, yeah.
Yeah. Even smoking in comics. Like, even that stuff now has a little warning on the front end of it. I don't want to cancel the performance, nor do I want to cancel the movie. Because in my opinion is you always have to take it at the slice of time it was made.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact they're having a conversation about it, I'm cool with that. I understand that. I also, that's one of my top five favorite movies.
Really?
It's just, it is told from a storytelling standpoint.
It is fascinating.
It is told so, the performances.
Thrilling.
It
yeah.
is the only movie to ever have taken best actor, actress, film, and director.
Did it really?
At least in modern day.
Wow.
So it like, but from his point of view as the actor who portrayed that character, I totally get what he's saying.
Totally. Yeah. It's like, you know, would I do it now? No.
Right.
But
now I think at least movie sets would probably have correspondence to make sure like this character is representative of what the author wrote in the book.
Right.
And it is what we want to see on film for a particular community. Right.
Yeah.
I get that.
Exactly. And he's like, yeah. And by the way, I didn't play it as like a homosexual character or a transgender character. He played it as a straight male who had some serious issues.
Yes. And was a serial killer,
yeah,
right?
One of those issues being he was murdering people. Sorry, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Silence of the Lambs.
What?
Just kidding. Get excited. If you were a fan of Charlie's Angels back in the day, first that iconic TV show.
Yes.
Back in the 70s.
Yes.
And then it became, you know, a new storyline with Lucy Liu.
Cameron Diaz.
Drew Barrymore. They're remaking it again.
Because then they had that one that I think Elizabeth Banks directed, which was and so now another one?
Another one. So the Lucy Liu, Drew, Cameron Diaz.
Those were more true to the campiness of the show.
Right.
Right.
Those were produced by Sony, and Sony is bringing it back. As of right now, we have somebody who's working on the script. His name is Pete. He wrote...
His name is Pete?
Pete Chiarelli.
Okay.
He did the script for Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
He's working on it. He's coming up with an idea for a brand new Charlie's Angels. And that's all we have so far. The project is in process.
Here we go. Now we're going to have those conversations about cameos. Because right. Now you can have all of these different universes of Charlie's Angels. Charlie's Angel.
Yeah. So we'll see where it heads. Got to keep you up to date on what's going on in the Winter Games.
Oh, for sure.
The Olympics. 3 more medals for Team USA over this weekend. We got a gold, we got a silver, and we got a bronze.
Gold and silver, I think, was in the same sport.
Yes.
It was
yes.
Women's something.
Skier Jalen Koff took silver in the women's dual moguls.
That was it.
And Elizabeth Lemley won bronze in that one as
there
well.
It. Okay, yep.
Speed skater Jordan Stoltz did it again, actually setting a new Olympic record for the 500 meter, second gold so far.
She did not have a good out in the relay or whatever the first round. Maybe that was qualifying heats. She kept falling down.
Hmm.
Exactly. Which is funny from my couch. I'm like, oh, what? You fell down?
Quit falling down.
Get back up.
Stop it. Stop that now. And this, I believe, happens every Olympic season. The Olympic Village ran out of condoms.
They ran out of condoms?
Yeah. Actually, this might be a new record. It happened faster than anticipated. 3 days. The organizing committee says that they were temporarily depleted due to higher than anticipated demand. But it happens every time we have the Winter Games. Every time we have the Summer Games.
I have two announcements. If you are an Olympic Village, more condoms. If Iowa or Iowa State is coming to your town for a bowl game,
more
beer.
Bush Light.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it, folks. And don't think you're the different, you're the exception to the rule.
No, I think we got enough. Get more.
Get more.
Even after somebody says, I think that's enough. Get more.
More.
Mm-hmm. You can never have too much.
Condoms or Bush Light.
Definitely Bush Light. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
What'd you do?
What did you do this weekend? Did you maybe have your phone in hand, take a photo of something? You probably did, right? You did. You did.
We didn't, which is why you got the photo I got, but we'll get to mine in a second. Continue to keep posting your photos on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Perhaps you are a proud show choir parent.
As am I. I loved, we were kicking off our season really, really like the competition season. We've had a couple of like just kind of one-off performances doing a song here or there for various school
exhibition.
Yeah, exhibition only things. But
pre-season.
This was the first like real competition that they did. And it was so much fun to see the show because I hadn't seen it full, all the songs that they're doing, mm-hmm. plus the costumes, everything. It was really exciting. And I had to cheer on my daughter with a little bit of spirit fingers because she had a solo.
What was her song?
It's called Remember Me, but it's not the one from Coco.
Remember Me.
I knew. I'm like, I keep singing that too. I couldn't even tell you how it goes, but she knows how it goes. She remembered. I don't know it, but it was so, so good.
Do you see this as something she will continue with?
I think so.
Because right now you're in the discovery phase, right?
Like, right.
I think I like string instruments. I don't want to play violin.
Exactly. Right? Like the discovery of each new thing. Right now, this is the thing. She thinks she wants to be a vocal music teacher when she grows up.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah. She's very inspired by this.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll see if we keep up in high school. You know, we haven't had like a big setback at this point. You know,
right.
That's the true test of character.
I did a little show choir in junior high, and then I didn't do it my 10th grade year. I'm like, I missed just the camaraderie of it.
I know.
And the showmanship and all of that stuff. So then I did my last 2 years of, yeah.
It is a fun, like, artistic team sport.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
We did a lot this weekend. We are bad at taking pictures. We saw Guys and Dolls on Friday.
Oh, man.
I had a dinner at 10 p.m. Saturday night for Valentine's Day.
10 p.m.?
Yeah, it's the only time we could get in.
Whoa.
We visited Greg and Maria and the niece and nephew, did a little the celebration with them this weekend. But what we did have time for, and what I was able to manipulate on my phone, which is also my camera, were the four Oscar-nominated, for whatever reason, movies. We paid for one. Everything else was available by streaming.
You got four movies in?
Between Friday night and Sunday, we got we rented Zootopia. That is currently for rent. One Battle After Another, which is up for Oscar for
best
both
picture.
Acting and Best Picture. That was on HBO. F1, the movie, is on Apple. And then Blue Moon, which is up for acting for Ethan Hawke, is on Netflix.
Interesting. Okay,
yes.
I didn't know that.
And I was just looking at the Best Picture list. I've seen all but three.
Dang.
Yeah.
You're making your way.
I still think Sinners is my favorite. F1 is the most enjoyable and the most approachable.
I think
it's much like how Conclave was last year. It's not going to win a lot.
Right.
But it was just a solid, entertaining sports movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One Battle After Another.
What'd you think of that?
It's going to win because it has a lot of political subtext.
Yes.
That's why it's going to win. Zootopia 2 is not going to win. I still think that K-Pop Demon Hunters is a better movie all in all.
It's just so original.
Zootopia 2 is fun. It's cute. What I really love about it is they do such a good job of parodying the real world.
Yeah.
Like the entire Lynx family is 100% the Succession family. Right.
Right.
You totally get it. They even look like those characters.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Moon.
Didn't like it. He didn't like it.
It's slow. It takes place in a restaurant in real time. It is a 90-minute, this lonely, sad, very popular guy, if you are into musical theater, is basically complaining about his life to anybody who will listen on the day Oklahoma opens as a musical on Broadway. It's very theatrical in terms of like...
This sounds like a play.
It will be a play. Okay. I will bet you this will be turned into a play. Is Ethan Hawke great? Yeah. I don't know if he's going to get best actor, but he was very good.
Mm-hmm.
But it did not keep our attention. But there you go. We got 4 Oscar noms in over the course of this weekend.
Burning through the list.
Yeah. We used to go, as we were trying to do for the movie club, it used to be we would go out and like we would do 3 movies in a day.
Right,
and go
right.
see all of these.
Now
everything's
streaming.
Yeah. So we're just doing it inside. So from show choir to catch it up on all of the Oscar buzz to whatever you did, we would love to see your photos. We call it One Shot Weekends. Get those posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Mondays, right about this time, we take a look at your phones by way of the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Yeah, we love to show you what we do over the weekends, and we love to see what you did as well. Got lots of photos posted right now on the Facebook page where there's a lot of celebrations going on. I believe we've got a show choir championship. There's a big trophy that Nicole posted. I believe that's Happiness from Kennedy High School.
Oh, I recognize that silver-haired fox who's the director of my best friend, Storm Ziegler.
Hello, Storm.
Also, congratulations, Justin, posting that the Iowa City West men's state champions for men's or boys swimming. So congratulations.
Awesome.
Look at that trophy as well. Thanks for letting us share in your success over this weekend.
And of course, it was a Valentine's Day weekend. Our dear friend Michelle posting that she had a Galentine's party where they had a special craft. They had a build a boyfriend craft. Love
Sounds
it.
Entertaining.
Love it.
We were invited to take part. We just didn't have the calendar or the schedule to do so. But Improv Incubator, CR, put on a show you and I have been in before. Called Love is a Funny Thing. So improv show. Thanks to our friend Anthony for posting that.
And I love that we do this because it gives me different ideas. Carrie had a staycation and they went to Grinnell, a recycled high school turned into a hotel, which she said was a beautiful getaway, fabulous. And she has a picture of like the reimagined gym.
I'm now considering my hometown. Basically, I had to consolidate the high school, then junior high into one building.
Yeah.
There is a 3-level, 3-grade high school sitting in the heart of Washington, Iowa.
What could you do with
it? Turn it into a hotel. That is such an awesome idea. We had so much entertainment. We had the Harlem Globetrotters going on. We had, of course, Guys and Dolls at Theater Cedar Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Second City was in at Englert in Iowa City.
Yes.
The Minutes, which is a new production by the Mount Vernon Lisbon Community Theater. So everybody getting out and supporting the local art scene, we really appreciate that.
Or just getting out and enjoying a little bit of the fresh air. Yesterday was such a gorgeous day. Thanks, Jessica, for sharing a picture that doing a little bit of bike riding. Looks like that's a good time. Also, Erica and her whole family, they just decided it was such a beautiful weekend. Let's go get some popcorn and ice cream.
And a ton, of course, Valentine's photos. And I believe we could say husband and wife, right?
I
think I'm making a connection, but I think it's a fair guess.
I think that we've got a connection here because it looks like they're in each other's photos. Lori and Daniel sharing a little bit of their Valentine's Day. Lori's photo has her and Daniel plus 2 llamas.
Looks like a Valentine's llamagram.
Yes.
And then somebody else got the other than a singing telegram. And I know that checkered tablecloth anywhere, that is the Oxyokin, friends.
110% that is the Oxyokin.
Yes.
I can see some dishes. I can't quite tell what they're eating, but there is a barbershop quartet around them as well. What a fabulous way to celebrate Valentine's Day.
He's having catfish.
How do you know?
I'm
you have 90, such good eyes.
I'm 99% sure that is a dish of catfish.
Dang.
What a fun way to celebrate, though, both from the singing Valentine and then from the llamas showing up as well. Continue posting your photos. We love catching up on what you did this weekend. We call it One Shot Weekends on the Morning Scramble with the Morning Scramble on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Very exciting for Survivor fans. This is the 50th season, and they are celebrating in a way that they have never really played the game before by allowing more people to be involved in the game.
The game, as you know and love, is going to be back on CBS with all of the tribal challenges, tribal councils. But they have hidden, I believe, the iconic idol from Survivor across all 50 states, and they've turned it into basically this large scavenger hunt. And if anybody in this room is ready to play, that is our very own producer, Ben. Good morning, producer Ben.
Good morning.
Hey, Ben.
How much time have you already allocated to this search?
Well, they haven't dropped like the Iowa Clue or anything yet, so I've just been looking up all the rules and things like that.
But you've been monitoring how the hunt has gone for other states, right?
I saw some pictures online of people like doing it at the Mall of America. The Arkansas Clue is active right now, and that one sounds like it's like down in a cave.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, right now, 8 states the idol has been found, and then there's another half dozen plus that are active or coming soon. And the Iowa Clue, we believe, drops today.
Today, right? At 4 p.m.
Today at 4. No, not only does it drop today.
Yeah.
Drops at 4 p.m.
That doesn't mean you have to go search for it at that time. They're going to give you a date and a time to go to the place that they're cluing you to.
Okay.
And then you take a picture with it and post it online or whatever. And then whoever gets picked out of all of those entrants would win a trip to the finale.
Oh, that's cool.
Very, very cool.
Also, there is a way to win without actually doing it because there's 51 winners. So you can also enter online. If you register for an account, you can enter online and enter that way too.
Okay. And are they emailing you the clues or how are you getting your clue?
They're supposed to email you when the clue drops.
Because you've already registered.
You can just go to the website at 4 p.m. Yes, I'm registered.
How long have you been registered? Because we had this story, what, 3 weeks ago?
I registered the day that you guys had the story.
Okay.
Okay. He's on it.
So here's what I'm hearing. So you've been doing some investigation as compared to, like, if it's in the South, it's probably an outdoor venue versus if it's up north, like in Mall of America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think for Iowa? Do you think it'll be an indoor clue or an outdoor clue?
It's hard to say. The weather's kind of nice right now, but I feel indoor just because of we're kind of in winter, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of, yeah.
But there's outside places I could see it being, like the Field of Dreams.
You just have to think of, like, iconic places.
Right.
So, Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, that's a great one.
Dreams.
Anything that has to do with Grant Wood.
Oh, the American Gothic House?
The American Gothic House. That's good for the state of Iowa. Yeah.
But based off other states, it sounds like you're waiting in line for a few hours, potentially.
Like, you're following all these other people to the exact same spot?
Everyone's going there. You're all trying to, like, enter to win. So, you can be waiting in line for a long time.
So you want to be there first so you get one of the first pictures, but at the same time, there's just going to be a ton of you taking the same photo.
Yep.
Are you still going to go for it? If this works out time and date-wise?
I'm hoping so, yeah.
Okay.
I would like to.
I would like you to, too.
I would love for you to go. The question, though, is there a distance to travel that you were like, I'm not going to Omaha? Like, well, would you go anywhere in the state of Iowa, or at least to the western part of the state?
I would consider it, yeah.
Okay. Because it's got to be Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. I'm going to population centers.
Right.
Doesn't that make the most sense?
It makes the most sense. I have a feeling it's going to be in the Des Moines area. Doesn't that just make, like, oh, state capital?
Yeah.
Let's go central.
Now, if you win, let's say you win the whole thing. You get a trip to the finale.
Yes.
Is there, like, some cash prizes as well?
I don't think so. I think it's just one winner from each state and then one online winner. I'll get a trip to the finale in Los Angeles.
Is your goal to meet Jeff Probst or what's your thing?
That'd be really cool. I could see him like going over to like the group of winners and like showing you on camera and stuff. But they haven't done a live finale in Los Angeles since before COVID. So they're bringing it back for season 50.
Look at the guy who knows all these Survivor facts.
Okay, I want this for you, Ben. Whatever Eric and I can do to support you,
yes,
to outwit and outlast and outplay all of these other suckers, let's go.
You can outlast. We'll help you outplay. We're here to help you outwit.
Yes.
Because that's where we shine. Everywhere else, no.
Wit?
Just in wit.
Oh.
To outwit.
Wit alone.
To wit and to outwit. Okay, and you get the clue at what time today?
4 p.m.
4 p.m. So we should know even by tomorrow.
All right.
What the next step is.
We are notoriously very good at decoding clues.
Yes, we are.
So if you need any help with your homework tonight, you know who to call.
Sounds good. I'll come straight for you.
We will put a air tag on this guy and we will track him.
Let's track him.
Producer Ben trying to win the Survivor 50 challenge on behalf of the Morning Scramble.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.